Exclusive: Senator Joni Ernst had torches Democrat Teresa Greenfield's felony election fraud record. By Sean Moran on October 26, 2020. The campaign for Senator Joni Ernst, Arya, released an ad on Monday, slamming Iowa Senate Democrat Teresa Greenfield's felony election fraud, exclusively obtained by Breitbart News. The Joni Ernst campaign released the ad, Wrong for Iowa, which details how Teresa Greenfield's former campaign manager, Noah Wasserman, took a plea deal after he was charged with felony election misconduct and tampering with records. Wasserman reportedly forged signatures in exchange for ballot access. The Des Moines Register reported in 2019 that Greenfield's candidacy for the U.S. House was rejected in 2018 after Wasserman's actions. Wasserman pleaded guilty to 5 counts of tampering with records, all aggravated misdemeanors, Wednesday at the Polk County Courthouse. He was initially charged with 13 counts of records tampering and 1 count of first-degree election misconduct, a Class D felony, the Register wrote. Greenfield's problems with election law also extend to her current bid for the U.S. Senate. In a September letter, the Federal Election Commission, FEC, flagged Greenfield's campaign, noting that its fundraising report discloses one or more contributions that appear to exceed the limits of the $2,800 per person donation to a campaign. Wes Enos, a Bondurant City Councilman and former Polk County GOP chairman, wrote a complaint to the FEC, charging that Greenfield improperly coordinated with outside political action groups such as the Senate Majority PAC. Allies of Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, run the PAC. There is reason to believe Greenfield, her campaign, and the IDP violated the act by soliciting an illegal contribution from SMP, Senate Majority PAC, Enos wrote in the complaint to the FEC. A lawyer affiliated with the Republican National Committee, RNC, and the Iowa GOP also charged that Greenfield pretended to use volunteers to claim an exemption from campaign contribution limits. By falsely claiming to use volunteers, Iowa Democratic Party and the Greenfield campaign are able to unfairly and illegally inflate their political spending, comparatively disadvantaging any opponents in a way that is prohibited under the Federal Election Campaign Act, Alan Ostergren wrote. Melissa Diatch, an Ernst campaign spokesperson, said in a statement on Monday, Teresa Greenfield has a record of dishonesty. From her last congressional campaign abruptly ending in felony election fraud to her current campaign receiving 3 Federal Election Commission complaints filed against them, it's clear Greenfield cannot be trusted. She added, Greenfield and her liberal allies will literally do anything to get ahead. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.